On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Like one third more sports than a normal can.
Welcome to Tall Can Sports. We're finally on the cusp, for anyone who was listening to the last audio whiplash, of a hockey season instead of being on the heels of something.
Yeah. So
we've brought Rob back in for, this will be your first sports show in a while, I guess, eh? You were here for... What did we do last time with the...
Sports-wise?
We did, I don't know.
It was riveting!
It's been a while.
Clearly, whatever it was, we killed it.
Yeah, I don't even remember. But it was only a couple of weeks ago.
It was.
It was something.
But a lot of things have transpired since then. I'm just happy to be here. Fill whoever's shoes I'm filling in. I promise to do the best I can. Give it my all. 110%.
Sweet. On you the know. Last... Tall Can Sports. Nate was robbing him in here pretty good. His words.
He was robbing him in?
Yep.
I seem to recall listening to that. And he wasn't nearly as verbose as Rob is. If he wants to rob him in...
You got to say it with a little more volume.
Exactly.
A little more bass.
And a little more wordy.
Okay.
Really. Verbiage is the name of the game.
Sounds like a terrible game.
Silence is not the name of the game.
It is not golden.
Crickets? There's no crickets in podcasting.
Are we talking about Matt again?
Or what is happening here?
Our favorite cricket enthusiast, Matt.
Yeah, I didn't say it.
Okay.
I didn't say it.
But you're the only one who says it.
Meneer.
We're, you know, getting ready for another hockey season, but we're a calendar year, which is about how Canadians start to look at international hockey. Sometimes more than that. Away from... the first World Cup since 2004. So the NHL has this announcement on television this week that it's on Sportsnet and ESPN 3.
Exactly. You know what? You should take some of that hurt tone out of your voice, too, and give us a little something else. Give us a little pep.
I thought I was... We're all right.
I'm over it.
I'm a little hurt that the best the NHL can do is ESPN 3. But
well, it's not the Ocho. It's
getting pretty close.
Yeah, I didn't even know there wasn't an ESPN 3, to be honest with you.
ESPN headlines or ESPN news or whatever, I knew there was one of those. It wasn't just the deuce anymore.
Well, and you know what? The fact that they lost and then ESPN wants back in, NBC...
Do they?
I believe they are with the job NBC's done in the States. I think ESPN's taking notice of that, and I think they're kind of looking at that now because... Honestly, the NHL could have paid ESPN.
Well, that was the deal. You're going to pay for the airtime, and then we'll let you on.
Right.
That ESPN was proposing.
And so, you know what? Screw you, ESPN. And then to put them on 3, I wouldn't even go there.
Well, except you're right. There does appear to be some kind of interest. I don't know how serious. The deal they have with NBC is like a decade long, and it's horrible.
Right, but it is still, it's money NBC's put in.
Yes.
Which is way more than ESPN was willing to do.
Right.
And you know what? They put together a decent broadcast team and a decent package. NBC.
Package. Yeah.
Sad when a decent package is, you're happy but a decent package.
Gets you laid somewhat regularly or whatever the terminology was.
Now I feel like we're talking about me.
Okay.
Just decent? Come on now. Come on now.
But it's just, the whole thing was, you know, on Sportsnet, you know, a network in Canada that's paid $5.2 billion to broadcast hockey and ESPN 3. And they sent up Steve Levy. I don't know if you remember him or know him at all. I'm pretty sure he's a Canadian. So they sent him up to be the host for the damn thing.
Yeah, he's actually Eugene's brother.
Eugene left. No, I don't think he is. what do I know? He might be.
Exactly.
Black. Whatever. I don't know how things work in the Levy family.
You know what? Exactly. They're a bunch of wild and crazy guys.
Two wild and crazy guys. Yeah. But the whole thing just seems so fucking Mickey Mouse. They're set up at the Air Canada Center. And so they introduce the pools by calling out one guy from each team in each pool, right? There doesn't appear to be any kind of IIHF symmetry on how these pools were drawn, or I don't know how that happened. They never explained that. It's just, here's what we did. And so it's Sweden, Finland, Russia. Is it Russia? No, Russia is it. Yeah. And the under 23 squad, Team North America, or whatever you want to call it. Then Canada, USA, Czech Republic, and Team World, or Team Europe.
Team Europe, yeah.
So, fair enough, if you're going to have these weird secondary teams that they've added in, I guess you weren't going to be able to ever use it. And they don't want to do anything IIHF related. This is a cash cow for them.
Yeah.
And but it all just seems so, you know, here's Tuukka Rask and Henrik Lundqvist in a suit. And the guy they had to come out for the Czechs was David Pastrnak.
Okay, and so you know what? We've touched on this briefly in the past in terms of excitement level. I believe you were on record saying you're not excited about the inclusion of these two And to me, I think it makes it fleshes out a top eight that's fairly intriguing, right? The one thing I would look to is, and you look at Chara on that thing and and him saying, not happy with
much deeper. I'm not super interested in
That sounds more like Ivan Drago, but that's okay. Is if I'm a Slovaks, they'll make up the backbone of that Team Europe team.
The Swiss are gaining on them.
Okay. But personally, if I'm Chara and the Slovaks, I'm looking at the Czechs and saying, you guys should be the team that's making the backbone of this other team.
Well, there's something to be said there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Those guys have fallen off.
For sure they have. So I'm looking at that going, maybe you ask those two guys to combine a team. Because really, you know what? I don't think the Czechs, now they're not, yeah, they are. They're in with I think that Team Europe is beating the Czechs.
Well, we'll have to touch on the rosters here, which we will do in a little bit. That's an interesting, I don't necessarily think,
I think the Czechs finished eighth in this tournament. Anyways.
Okay. Maybe. It'll be interesting because they'll never play, you know, it's top two coming out of each pool. So they'll never play the under 23s, right?
Whatever way they balance it out in terms of goals for and against, I'm telling you the Czechs are going to finish eighth.
Who's going to, I didn't do any research on the Czechs. Who's, you know, Hasek's long gone. Vokoun is now, you know, gone, who was.
They're going to haul out Roman Čičmánek.
Oh, I hope so.
See how many pucks
he can. That was always an adventure.
See how many pucks he can head over the glass. Wrong sport, Roman. Wrong sport.
Well, it was working for a while.
not really.
They beat the Leafs in the playoff round.
Ooh.
Easy. Something the Sens never did.
Well,
so.
But all I'm saying is, yeah, well, that was banner because when those years that the Flyers beat the Leafs,
yeah.
we beat the Flyers.
Yeah. That's no,
just,
it's true.
That's just how that worked, right?
Yep.
So
match-ups,
that's the whole matchups. Yeah, yep. Matchups make sports, right? Yep.
So you're right, and we'll get to the under-23 roster because they're going to have goaltending issues too.
Right. They better hope somebody crops up in the next year.
But this whole fucking thing that they've got an interview going on where George Sloppy Droopy Pants is sitting between...
Sloppy Droopy Pants?
Chara.
The man in black.
Stamkos and Doughty. Says to Stamkos, how do you think this environment's going to differ from an Olympics?
No! Oh. Well, George, if I ever played in an Olympics, I would tell you. Yeah, exactly.
You got two guys on either side of me that have both done it. You want to pass that
question? Ron McLean would never ask that question.
That's right, he wouldn't. And so that was a little, he kind of goes, well, obviously I've never played in one, but I would imagine it's, and then on and on. As you alluded to, Chara couldn't possibly have seemed less interested. Now, he's a guy that clearly loves to, he went to the Bruins before Sochi, and asked them, and they granted him permission to leave the team for two games because the Slovak Olympic Committee asked him to carry the flag into opening ceremony. Like, that guy is a, you know, he shows up whenever the Slovaks ask him to. So I got to figure he's one of these guys that kind of, maybe like you said, I don't know if he's staring right at the checks, but he's going, I think we're a little above this, right? Like, why are you throwing us in with, you know...
Kazakhstan, Latvia, Germany.
Latvia, especially the Germans, yeah.
Swiss.
Yeah, and I get what the NHL's trying to do. It's not a lack of understanding. I just, it takes a little something away from it. And I don't want to be the guy who keeps bringing up the same, well, whose anthem are they going to play? But there's something to that, right? Like, why would you, in a training camp situation at the end of September, be busting your ass for this?
You get around the whole national anthem thing by not playing national anthems.
You don't think if Canada wins this thing, they're not going to crank up O Canada at the Air Canada Centre?
Okay, so what do you do when the under-23 team wins? Like, you know, I mean, it's, to me, it's...
celebration time. Come on.
Cool in the game?
Yeah.
All right.
That's how that's going to go.
I reserve that for after Leaf losses. So I think that's fairly sacred, my friend. We don't want to...
You don't get sick of the song?
We don't, yeah, we don't want to overplay it. Oh, wait. Where the needle on that bad boy?
That bad boy.
Bad boy.
I don't know. You obviously are somewhat more open-minded to these two teams, or
absolutely. To me, it's going to make for a way more competitive tournament.
Would you have been happier leaving these two teams out and just having a fucking good six-team tournament?
Well, but you don't think you can get a decent under-23 team? And
yeah, I do.
And like, I think rolling out the Swiss and having them play Canada and have it be a competitive sort of game that Canada was never really in doubt of losing, maybe in danger of tying.
Right.
To me, I would rather...
They've been in danger of that a few times.
Yeah, but I would rather see them... I would rather see them load up a team full of best ofs, best of the rest. And you know what? There is a compelling team.
But it's not best of the rest.
Best of the rest of Europe?
Yeah, okay. I thought we were still on the under-23 team.
Okay.
If you can't, at 22 years old and 11 months... No matter how good you are, make Team Canada. You have to play for the under-23 team. So to me, it's not best of the rest on that front, right? It doesn't matter how good you are, you're going to go play for these guys. You can't make Team Canada or Team USA. And that bugs me a little bit, right? That if it's best on best...
Okay. Yeah.
How long ago... It couldn't have been that long ago Drew Doughty was only 23, right?
Like, well, but I wonder, without breaking down the lineups quite yet,
yeah.
I wonder how many guys on that under-23 team are playing for Team Canada.
Yeah.
I think the Americans have them.
Americans, I think, like you just have a more... We will get into these lineups. They're going to be missing at least two guys that would have been on there.
Seth Jones.
Yep. Probably Brandon Saad, right? Like he...
Yeah.
And he's 28 days shy of being too old for... So...
Well, anybody who's been involved in competitive hockey, birth dates can be a boon or a curse, right? And so, yeah, the reality is, suck it, Sod. Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm Sod.
Oh.
So whatever. This whole Mickey Mouse little thing that they did was clearly just to try and grab a couple of minutes of media attention. The ESPN thing to me was just a little bit sad.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach, yo.
And it just, you know, it was what it was. Let's interview some people that Gary Bettman's really high. He thinks the under 23 team's going to be right there. You know, he's got to say these
things. Yeah, what else is he going to say?
Right. So we have done a little bit of research on a couple of the rosters. TSN, they may have actually projected more lineups than I did here in my show, but they would projected Team Canada, which, you know, is always great fodder for getting people to come to your website and use the comment section, right? Which would be why. And the under 23 team, which to me, along with the European All-Star team, are the two most interesting rosters, right? You can sit and argue a Canadian or an American Olympic roster, which every Canadian and probably American hockey fan does. You and I discussed the 2010 Olympic roster in 07. I can remember trading. We had names like Robin Regier, and it didn't quite.
Oh, Robin, born in Brazil, ladies and gentlemen, just for the record.
This is a guy who actually did research for his World All-Star team or European All-Star team.
Well, no, I looked around. I wanted to see. Yeah, okay. I did some research. I looked into it. I wanted to see what was out there.
Right. So where do you want to start? Which of these three? Let's start with Team Canada, just because there was something like only 14 of 23 names returning from Sochi on this TSN roster, right? Which will no doubt change. There's always one guy who has a monster year the year before a major.
And I was moderately surprised, mm-hmm. Mildly, anyways, in terms of Taylor Hall being
the number one left
winger. Well, and over 23, really. I always think of him as, man, oh, interesting. Does that mean, honestly, that he's been in the league 5 years?
Well, I remember him playing in a 2010 World Junior.
Okay. See, so it's going to be close. So, anyways, that's all. And this is a year away.
Yep.
So he must be just over the age line.
Right. So the top line they have Hall, Crosby, Stamkos. Which two-thirds of that people were looking forward to, you know, before Sochi, seeing Crosby and Stamkos go. And it almost never works that way, right? Like, you always, Crosby's becoming this guy with a reputation of being really hard to play with. Not because he's selfish, not because he's, but guys that you would think, you know, obviously.
Put Giroux up there. Giroux had some great success with him.
That's true,
at the World Championships.
Right, and so you wonder how much of this was lines or just the actual
just,
forwards.
Just
the
throwing the guys out. Well, you know what? And to me, there's a bunch of things that jump out with that Canadian lineup, right? In terms of O'Reilly, in terms of him being your. And if you look at left wingers versus right wingers, it's thinner. Right?
Always.
In terms of how you look at that. But to me, I'm putting Patrice Bergeron in somewhere as a winger if I have to. And I'm bumping Riley.
By the end of the Olympics, Bergeron was the guy that was playing with Kunitz and Crosby. He was the only guy that could. There's been a ton of talk about even Kessel going to Pittsburgh, right? Because Crosby, with all his skill, everything, he plays a down low game. He'll hit and he'll grind and he'll forecheck. Which a lot of these superstar skill centers don't. And so that's not going to be Phil's game, right? That's why people were saying he might be a better fit with Malkin, because Malkin's not going to go do that either. We're going to do this on the rush or we're not going to do
it. Right.
So when you try to put these big scoring, you know, superstars on the wing with Crosby on an Olympic team, it rarely seems to pan out. And he was having great success with guys like Bergeron and Kunitz. By the end of Sochi, right?
Guys who didn't do that, muck it up. More interested in cycling,
right?
Keeping it down low as opposed to off the rush,
right? So you wonder if by the end of it, it is Bergeron back up there, or even an O'Reilly or whoever playing with Crosby instead of Stamkos, and because Hall can play that, Hall can get down low. But
clearly they're counting on O'Reilly having a big year in Buffalo,
right?
And they're looking at a bunch of things to happen because right now, man, he doesn't do it. To me, he reminds me of Patrick O'Sullivan. I don't know why.
Oh, man. Sliced and diced.
Yeah, to me, I look at that and go, wow, what are you counting on here? You're looking at, and you're basing this what on? His 90 points or whatever he's got career-wise in the NHL? you know what I mean? I look at it and go, wow.
That's true. It might be the first ever 90-point career guy to ever make Team Canada.
And so I just.
Rob Zamner.
Yeah, okay, there you go. And I look at it and go, Why would you? Bergeron's a 60. Bergeron's a number two on any team in the NHL.
Right. But he can play with Sid.
He can do whatever. Yeah. Two-way guy, yeah. 60 points. He can score. He can do all kinds of things for you.
He'll win every fucking face.
Well, this is odd. Yeah. And he's not just one of those guys like a Yannick Perreault, a Mike Sillinger, a Zenon Konopka, right? Somebody's going to get in there and win a face-off and then have to hop over the boards and let somebody can play on.
Yeah.
No offense, Mike Sillinger. Great guy. Maybe listening.
What else is he going to do?
What else?
Hit 15 NHL teams in his career.
So that's the deal is to me, I don't, to me, and you know what? O'Reilly is a...
Well, let's flush out the rest of the forwards here.
Yeah, but he's a great American pick. He's the kind of guy who would play for the Americans.
Right. Hello, TJ Oshie.
Yeah, soft kind of a bit.
Jamie Benn with Getzlaff and Perry, which we were seeing at Sochi. Awesome.
Love that line.
That's amazing. That was probably Canada's top line by the end of Sochi.
Well, because those guys also get the puck down low.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Big bodies?
Well, that's it. What little, you know, Swiss defenseman's going to want to fuck around
with little that? chippy.
The third line, you've alluded to, Ryan O'Reilly playing with Taves and Seguin. Seguin might be another guy that can move up and you give a shot with Crosby, right? Like, he's not super physical, but he's not necessarily just a rush guy either, right? So some options there. And then on the fourth line, they had, where'd it go here? Matt Duchene with John Tavares and Claude Giroux. And you alluded to Giroux also being a guy that could easily move. Any of these guys, this is all stars.
Yeah. And at that point, you are looking for, you know, in terms of...
And then Bergeron, sorry, is just 13th.
Yeah, because, but to me, for some reason. And it's again, you look at, point-wise, you look at Tavares is probably, point-wise, in the last couple of years, maybe behind Crosby alone, right? Yeah. In terms of your centers, right?
Yep.
And going, wow, I think he is best suited. But the reality is, man, you could throw, you know, these lines don't have, there is no, you know, I need to have a third line, which needs to be my checking line. Right, and I need to have, there is no, right? But you know what? That Ben Getzlaff Perry line, that would be a fantastic on a.
Well, kind of like in 2010 when people fell in love with Taves, Richards, Nash, right? Unreal. Unreal, the physicality and the, like, Nash was the only guy with, like, at that time, Taves and Richards are both scoring, but Nash can, hammer it.
He can do everything.
Yeah,
right?
So
big body, big
he's not even on the list for this team. There's a bunch of guys who fell off, Patrick Marleau, Joe Thornton.
But, and you're looking at Nash, and you wonder what happens to him.
I guess Thornton wasn't in so cheap.
But. Right, but you're looking at Nash with, coming off of, what, a 43-goal season this year, but not a great playoffs.
And another 2 years down the road, right?
Right.
Well,
one season down the road. And you know what? It'll go a long way. He's a guy who I think is getting hurt now by lack of spring success, right?
Yep.
That whole, 43 goals, 40 goals, whatever he was. He was 40 plus.
Yep.
And you go, where'd you go, man? What are you doing in the crunch time, right? Yeah. You need guys who can do that. And I think he's being hurt by that.
For sure he is.
Or the perception of his inability to score there.
So before I read out the names, something jumped out at me here as I was looking at the defense. Does it seem a little thin to you?
Well, I think anytime, honestly, that you have sort of an inclusion of, you know, Vlasic.
Mark Edward Vlasic, that's always the name, right?
And Mark Giordano, to be honest with you. It seems like that's a step down from, because right away you look at that list, you go, no Brent Seabrook. Now, again, getting older, but that's a guy who...
You wonder back on the small ice if he doesn't get another look, right?
Well, and not only that, you even look at this past spring.
Yeah.
Seabrook comes through in the clutch.
Yeah.
All the time, you know what I mean? And as recently as, this past spring.
Right.
Right? And you're like, why would you not? Now, again, Vlasic or Bix or whatever they're going to call him, Pickles, right?
I've never heard any of those second two. Those are his nicknames, Bix and Pickles?
Vlasic is a brand of pickle as well.
Okay,
right?
See, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's the garlic dill. Okay. Yeah, honestly, come on, man. We're shop a little more. Do a little something.
A little something.
Yeah.
Okay, so the defense pairings that they do have listed here, this again comes off TSN.ca as they're predicting the lineups for next year. Keith with Weber, nice. Vlasic, Doughty, Giordano, and Brent Burns, and then... what the hell, PK Subban.
Yep, Subban. See, now Burns was killer at World Championships too.
And he always is. Like, right? He's there a lot because San Jose sucks.
Because San Jose, Hinterland, who's who?
Yeah. Rick Nash would fit in great in San Jose.
Right, he's exactly right. Marlow, Thornton, they got a bunch of those guys.
Yeah, Marlow's another guy that fell off the list right from Sochi. Thornton didn't go, but Marlow was there because he could skate a bit. Saint Louis falling off. But I think looking at this, it's probably not thin in terms of looking around at the competition. It's weighing it against our past. When you had Blake and Foote and Bork and Niedermeyer and Pronger on a defense core, and you go,
killer.
Okay, see ya.
Right? Well, see, and see, I don't think you're putting Keith and Weber.
And I don't think Vlasic's playing up with Doughty either. I think
Subban is up. I think Subban by that time.
You'd like to think.
I think Subban's playing higher up in your defense. He's not a seventh defense, but I think come 2016.
And Burns can play physical. He can score. Like, they've moved him back and forth between defense and the wing in San Jose. I don't have the same objection, maybe objection's too strong, to Giordano that you do. I think he's kind of earned his...
Yeah, no, neither do I, really.
Right.
Really, but in terms of... He's not one of those marquee guys
that
you think of playing for Team Canada, right? He's a world championship guy, I think.
Like Mark Edward Vlasic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so in terms of Giordano's obviously an awesome defenseman, right, and deserving, but I wonder if he's a Team Canada guy, right, in terms of the typical historic stuff. Now, there's going to be people listening, and hey, you know what? Somebody else, you have better ideas, you dispute that.
That's the fun of it.
I welcome.
At TallCanSports on Twitter. Hit us up.
And you know what? Honestly, this is the beauty of these sorts of things a year out.
That's why you do it.
You're looking ahead. And if you have somebody better or you have reasons, you think, I'm open.
Yep.
I'm open to either. Here's the deal. Anybody who has something, make an argument why Vlasic or Giordano will play in front of Subban 1 year from now.
That's provocative, yeah.
Provocative. That's what I like to do. So, good listener, throwing down the gauntlet.
Talking to you.
Yeah, you know who you are out there. If you have something, I want to hear it.
If there's a place we're thinner on defense,
it's goaltending.
It's goaltending.
Honestly, I looked at that.
God, and Price, I hope you're good to go.
Exactly. Because I looked at that and went, yeah.
So they've got...
What's Cam Ward doing? Where's he at?
Jesus. They've got Price, obviously, and then Crawford and Holtby in whatever order you like at 2 and 3. For me, Holtby ahead of Crawford, which is so unfair after Chicago keeps...
Right, after Crawford with two Stanley Cup wins.
Yeah, that's terribly unfair, but that's how I see
it. Some of them seem like in spite of Crawford.
See, yeah, like, not to me, not to the Chris Osgood extent.
No.
But, I mean, he was yanked in the first round for a couple of games, right? Like, it's...
I don't think he started the playoffs.
No, darling. Yeah, he started the playoffs and got roughed up in the first game for sure, and I think the second. And they
wow, how with, short is your leash?
Yeah.
You, out!
Darling, you're in.
Darling.
Hello, darling. And then what? They went back to him, I don't remember if it was later in that series.
Yeah, it was later in that series, yeah.
Yeah, that makes me a little nervous. Marc-Andre Fleury had a pretty decent year last year. He's probably the only other guy in the discussion.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, like I said.
You know, Cam Ward.
I look at Holtby.
That you guy with MS in Minnesota. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. What do you want?
We all know his name, and none of us can remember his name, which I think he's... I don't even know if he's going to continue to play hockey.
I think he was done by the end of last year. Right. Too bad. It was a good story. But who else is it? Would you go back to Luongo?
No. No, honestly, man.
Okay.
That's...
Yeah, fair enough.
Marty Brodeur is looking for a little work.
Or his son.
Yeah.
At this point. You try and think of other Canadian goaltenders that could have a big year this year. And work themselves into that conversation?
No, Fleury's the only guy. To me, Fleury's the only guy who...
Is it... What does Cam Talbot have to do this year? Get Edmonton probably into the playoffs. But, that's where it is for me, right? Depth-wise. It's not going to be Jonathan Bernier. It's not going to be... You know, I think Mike Smith's on the decline. you know, goaltending's increasingly become this kind of Finnish and to an extent American almost, right? You know, Bishop's coming along, Jonathan Quick, John Gibson's coming up pretty well. So I don't know.
Well,
right?
The young guns certainly hope John Gibson can.
Because I didn't even recognize the names of their two other guys.
We'll get two other guys, Hamburger?
Something like that. We'll get to that. But so anyway, you better hope it's Price and he's good to go and he doesn't have some kind of nagging thing. Because it's training camp, right? You just, it seems that baseball class, world classic, whatever the fuck it is, it sucks. People aren't
world
pitch counts.
Baseball and, classic.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I would love to get behind one of those, but you get to a point, well, this, your starting pitcher's reached 55 pitches, he's done. So in short of shutting down the season like you do for an Olympics, I don't know how you do this thing either, because you're not going to do it after the finals when most teams have been sitting down for 2 months. So
they are rolling it out in September, and I think you're looking at guys being a little, and you know what, hockey players now, really, solid shape most of the year. There's no more of this. I'm showing up 30 pounds overweight for training camp.
Looking at you, Keith Kachuk.
Yeah, okay. Or any pro prior to 1998. I think
wow,
this is
just burying guys.
Well, I think they would all say it, right? You show up at a longer training camp looking to play your way into shape, right? That's
probably haven't you got 3-4 weeks? You'd be down 20
hello,
pounds,
Phil Kessel.
Right? Only in Toronto. Apparently, yeah. He's ready to rock in Pittsburgh.
Well, you know what? I'd be angry. I'd be angry if I was Filthy Phil.
Why?
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'd be playing with Bozak. I'm playing with, at worst, Evgeny Malkin.
I'm still getting paid big, fat money.
Yeah, and now I'm on a good team.
I'm out of Toronto.
I'm not the go-to guy in the locker room anymore.
I bet you they got better sausages in Pittsburgh. I can almost guarantee you. So really, you know what? Phil's got to be loving life.
Yeah, I don't think Phil's too heartbroken at this point.
Screw Toronto, Phil. I'm with you, buddy.
I'm with you, Phil.
Let's do it.
So I need to get this out quickly because my battery's about to die on the laptop here. Nope, now it's dead.
Okay.
Maybe you can pull it up on your phone. I know I emailed you the lineup.
Yeah.
The top line for the under-23s was...
Saad, Monahan, McKinnon.
McKinnon, right.
Right,
pretty solid.
Pretty solid, for sure. You know what? And they had their.
I think Saad, if we can do this line by line, is making Team USA. I don't think the other two are making Team Canada.
I would agree.
Yeah.
No, but for sure.
Right.
Whereas, and you look at, and you know what? Using that same logic, the second projected second line was Johnny Hockey.
Yep. Probably making it.
Yeah, with Nugent Hopkins and Strom.
Not making it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, I don't think Nugent Hopkins is not making Team Canada.
No.
So, and as I said, at the top of this,
he's not going to be the number one center on his own NHL team anymore.
Right. And so, as you look at it and you go, it's much more of an issue for the Americans in terms of.
Right.
Third line, they had Huberdeau. McDavid.
Yeah.
Which is intriguing. Man, you know what? He's getting a lot of hype. Right, in terms
see the
of
bullshit?
Stamkos saying, he's better than me right now.
And you know what? That's what hockey players say, right? It's look at this guy. He's what, and now TSN and all these are running with. Is McDavid actually better? No. But that's that humble Canadian, even just hockey player to say.
How about share a Coke with Steve Stamkos? Come on, who wouldn't want to share a Coke with Steve Stamkos?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
He's part of that big marketing campaign. He was out in the Jays game.
Sharing Cokes with people?
Yeah. It said share a Coke with Stamkos.
You know, that guy came back with like three different viruses and... You know what? I'll sip first, then you sip.
I'm not really... Do we get two straws? Is that the question? Is that the question? Because I don't like to share a drink with...
Anybody.
That's the
truth.
Period. Yeah. So...
That was line three, right? McDavid.
And you know what?
To me,
the fourth line.
Well, who was with McDavid there?
Yeah. Mark Scheifele.
Right.
Right. Which I think is a great pick. I think he's certainly trending in the right direction.
Yeah. And I think this team is more, this roster will be more in flux than any other in the tournament. Because who has big rookie years, who falls off a little, you know, Scheifele could get 65 points this year. He could be a healthy scratch for 30 games. right?
Like, yeah, no, I think the way Winnipeg's playing, I think he is absolutely.
I think the way they're playing, I don't know about the way he's. Well, I think they've expected more out of him, right? I don't have the stats in front of me.
I think he's a shoe-in on that team.
Okay.
To me, this fourth line.
Eichel.
Now, the eyebrows up again here looking at this. It's Galchenyuk.
Yeah.
Eichel.
The American line.
Nope. With Curtis Lazar.
Right, okay.
On the right wing. And I just look at that line and go.
So who on that do you think is going?
You mean going off the list or
off
going?
The team.
I think it's a stretch to see Curtis Lazar on that team.
Okay.
Right? You look at Couturier.
I think Eichel's going to make it just on look how much we hyped up.
Just exactly, on hype and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think Couturier is probably going to get pushed up into that Lazar spot. Like, at this point, I don't ever see Lazar.
He's another guy for me that looks like he should be doing more by now. He's a good two-way player.
Hey, what
right?
are you doing? Are you doing more? Why can't you do more?
Damn you.
Damn you.
Scoop Steve?
Scoop us. Yeah, and you know what? Love Curtis Lazar, but yeah. I don't know if he's ever going to be
He was a blast to watch at the World Juniors last
year. Yeah, okay, and you know what? I think that's what he's going to bring to the NHL.
Right.
But he will be a 15 to 20 goal guy at likely his best. I don't want to sell him short, but to me, that's what he looks like. To me, he's your third line.
Don't you
line.
Think there's a lot of those on this team?
Like, yeah.
That's, to me, that's what Brandon Saad's going to be. That's what... Sean Couturier is going to be. I think they're obviously hoping for much more than that in McDavid and Eichel.
Right, but when you look at Gaudreau, Monahan, Nugent Hopkins, McDavid, Shifley, Eichel, I think all those guys, what you're addressing is guys like Saad, Huberdeau, Galchenyuk. I think they would probably hope for more.
Yeah.
Right? But Couturier and these guys, again, due to the very nature of an under-23 team.
I won't be shocked if Couturier is off it next. But, like...
You're out.
Don't you get it, Springfield?
Yeah.
You lose.
Well, and you know what? Just as we talk about Couturier, right, you look at again, flipping back to the Team Canada team, which just as the name jogs my, is Logan Couture.
Yeah. No,
you know
that's
what?
True.
If he has another Boffo season, what are you going to leave him off?
He killed me in our hockey pool last
Honestly,
year.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like that, he's another guy who... I don't know how you can overlook him.
But you've got a little of that 67s, local boy kind of thing.
Yeah, okay, but I'm not sold on. Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not calling you a homer because you just booted Lazar off the team.
You're such a homer. Yeah, okay, yeah. You know what? But it's true, but you don't think Logan Couture is a stud?
Yeah, but I don't know. Giroux played himself off the Olympic team. Right. Well, I guess actually he was hurt and then kind of tore it up a little. But
a terrible golfing accident, Claude.
Unlike Joe Sakic's terrible snowblowing accident.
Craig Anderson's, you know, frozen chicken splitting accident.
Man, life's tough.
Yeah. Tough on the top. Exactly.
I don't know who I'm booting off of that Team Canada for.
For Logan Couture.
Right.
Yeah. And I...
That's always the issue with Canadian teams, right?
I do agree. Because I think he is, unless he's willing to move to the wing...
Right.
Right? Then it comes down to you look at if he's...
But most Canadians have to for some reason.
Right, okay. But if you're looking... So then, to me, if you're looking at moving him to the wing, you look at that left side, and maybe in terms of it, I'm not sure if he's a right shot or if he...
So what do you want to do? Logan Couture or Taylor Hall?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I look at that and go, to me, Ben's a shoe-in.
Yep, me
but
too.
But you're looking at Hall, O'Reilly, and Duchesne?
O'Reilly's gone. Duchesne's in for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Duchesne's in over Hall?
Yeah, for me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, and I'm not disputing this.
No, I know.
We're simply
hashing
it out. Yeah, exactly. Moving it around.
Yeah.
So that's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
So it's like that.
Oh, it's like that. So, yeah, and if you look at that, to me, Taylor Hall...
What have you ever done?
Well, exactly. What do we owe him?
Yeah.
Because to me, Logan Couture right now is likely a better player than Taylor Hall.
Yep. So were there any names for you? Well, let's hit the defense first on this under-23 team.
Sorry, okay.
Got
So, but just in terms of if you look at that third line of Gaudreau, and you know what? We'll see. We'll see, right?
That's in terms on of all of this Calgary thing. I think their defense is going to be killer again, but they need some shit to go right down.
Because you know what? And I don't. Again, Monahan and Gaudreau.
Yeah.
Who's the better player long term of those two?
Give me the center.
And Monahan. How about that?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were. Who's the center on that line? I'm thinking it's Monahan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now I'm biased, but
because he's an Ottawa 67, I get that.
He's Canadian. That's all I needed.
Okay.
I worry, and I shouldn't, looking at the Tyler Johnsons, looking at whatever, about Gaudreau and what he's going to, you know, how many years are you going to play like that, right, before some giant defenseman just puts his elbow in your temple.
And you're 5'3", whatever you are. I'm not entirely sure.
Right.
And, yeah, and Johnny Gaudreau.
I kind of got into Calgary in the playoffs last year, right, wanting to get behind that.
And, well, because they're magical.
Well, an underdog, yeah. You really? Like an underdog. So I got into that, but I'm hard-pressed to see that happening again, and that LA is going to bounce back, right? Like, that's a tough fucking division. How far is Vancouver going to fall off? Are they going to fall off?
I hope they plummet.
Yeah, why is that?
Right to the basement.
Why is that? Because I'm like everybody, no one likes Vancouver, and everybody's fine with Calgary. Like,
well, you know what? The way they played the game was entirely different too, right?
Yeah,
and so,
I guess.
And to me, it's everything about, it's forever the way Vancouver has played the game, right? And you just look at Bertuzzi, what a douchebag. And the remnants.
How about even back in like 11, Brad Marchand just punching the Sedin in the face and I'm not doing anything about
it. Right,
right. I loved it. Yeah. I hate the Bruins, but get him.
Yeah.
Dink's just standing here.
Well, Brad Marchand's such a dick, too.
Of course he is. Till he's on your team.
I kind
of
like that about him. Right? Because he is one of those guys, right?
Yourself. I hate stop that guy. Yourself.
Yeah. And you're right. You're right. That's so. And that, honestly, the Marcus Naslin, the Sedins, they're just really, you know.
Jovanovski.
Oof. There's going back.
I knew a guy who claimed he knew a guy that knew Ed Jovanovski. And apparently Jovo was not smart.
The Jovo cop.
And he was not particularly, you know.
Well endowed.
Well, maybe not. I don't want to take that away from him. But he wasn't overly bright. And he needed some help on the road with some stuff, whatever. And I guess...
What kind of stuff?
I guess in the locker room, they took to calling him Special Ed.
Okay, I heard that.
So, anyway.
Well, you know what?
That's no reason to dislike
that. That's terrible. That's terrible. I feel bad for him.
So the defense was...
On defense they have, and obviously with so much of this list...
Yeah,
they have some gems on here, right? Yeah. They have the top pairing, which very nice.
Yeah,
Seth Jones and Aaron Ekblad,
solid
for sure.
Yeah,
followed by Riley and Dougie Hamilton.
Yep,
right.
A couple Canadian boys,
Murray and Trouba, to sort of fill
see,
that
Trouba
in.
I see Murray hasn't for me shown enough yet, but we'll see.
And they're looking at him on draft status,
right.
and whatever else, right? More than anything else, and you're sort of. But Trouba, right? What, really? I remember looking at him in terms of the list we did, which was actually the last show, I think, sports show we did, which was your third and fourth liners.
Right, that's it. Yeah.
Right, in terms of it. And looking at Trouba and Winnipeg, and you're going, what do you, you know, I'm underwhelmed by all that.
Right.
Right, in terms of, and now he is on this list, technically, a 5'6 guy.
Yep.
On an under 23 team,
yep.
So
I think he probably fits okay there, right? Like, so you're looking at up front. I remember counting up 9 of 12 forwards are Canadian, 4 of 6 defensemen.
Right.
Well, you wonder if that a TSN bias? Is the NHL going to allow that to happen? Or are they going to demand a?
So up front, you have Saad is American, Gaudreau is American. You have Galchenyuk is American. Yep. Eichel is American.
Yeah. So 9 of 13.
So, yeah. And then on D, you have Jones is American.
Yep.
Trouba's American.
That's it.
Okay. And then the goaltending, which we have yet to touch on, but John Gibson, American.
Yeah. And he's got to be the number one because I don't know who either of these fucking guys are.
Right. Connor Hellebuck.
Yeah, I guess.
I got to say it fast. Hellebuck.
I think he's a Pittsburgh pick. I wrote that underneath. I can't remember now.
He's a Winnipeg.
Winnipeg pick. Another American
Or Matt
kid.
Murray.
Canadian Pittsburgh draft
yeah.
pick. Yeah.
So, That is now, and John Gibson, I think there was talk last year that Anaheim was hoping that John Gibson could carry the load, or at least could get up to sort of that 1A, sort of 1B kind of guy, right? Where he was dealing 35, maybe splitting the load.
If it's not him, like, I don't know who it either is.
Ooh!
Like,
get a piece of leather in your mouth.
But Murray, what was the Pittsburgh draft pick's name? Was that it?
Yeah,
yeah,
Matt Murray.
He's not getting starts ahead of Fleury this year.
I never heard of that guy.
Right, and I've never heard of the guy to Winnipeg, but he's not going to start to get over anybody, right? So you need a surprise year.
My grandmother.
And I don't...
My bad.
But in international best-on-best, when you're looking, staring down a power play of, you know, Crosby, Stamkos, Ben, Doughty, Weber with Matt Murray in goal, just take the goal against, decline the penalty.
Hey, can we get on with this? Just go down a goal.
Yeah, seriously. Drop it at center and we'll get out of here. You know, that to me, we'll see if somebody has a surprise year this year, but that to me is where they're clearly at the weakest, well, right?
And as a Leafer, where do you see Riley?
In a year.
And where is he playing in Toronto this year in terms of pairings?
Yeah.
Is he up in the top pairing or is he a
well, third and fourth guy? Is Dion in your top pairing?
Okay, well, I'm asking you. Dion's a solid 3-4 guy for me. And
yeah, okay. To me, he's a 2-3, but that's not that.
That's splitting hairs, right?
Yeah. So I think he fits on this team pretty easily. I don't know what he's going to.
Right, with his skill set, right?
Right. I don't know where he fits in Toronto this year. I don't even know who the fuck all else we've brought in.
Yeah, well, and that's what actually, before I started spouting off, I thought, you know what, I'm gonna let the Leafer over there.
Yeah. It'll talk that up and go.
They keep
wanting him to play with Gardner, and that's a fucking adventure. Now, I think eventually Riley will be pretty good in his own end, but he's, you know, a rookie and then a second-year guy. And
right.
Gardner's gone, right? He's in the offensive zone. Well,
right,
somewhere,
and you look at what it's forced Riley to have to do,
right?
In terms of, hey,
hello,
you're the guy with more experience. Why aren't you looking after your own end,
right?
Douche.
So a year under Babcock, you could make the argument that
he's a
Toronto top pair guy, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Well, and you know what? And you know that stigma. You know, will carry for a guy usually a Toronto top guy.
Right.
But this even worse.
Still in the league. Luke Shen.
Paging Luke Shen. Hello, Luke.
Will the real Luke Shen please stand up?
Yes. And you know what? Yeah. If Van Riemsdyk, I think, was whatever you guys got back in that or whatever that was.
That was solid.
Yeah. I'm thinking somebody getting a high five for that. But at the time you thought.
Yep. We'll see.
I don't know.
Yep.
But yeah, so really, I'm intrigued. And you know what? I know there's been some discussion on the Twitter about, you know.
The Twitter's alive.
About the you know, this under 23 team. Yeah. I will be.
Who's missing? Is there a name for you that, or maybe that you think on this team has no chance? I know you said Lazar, but I don't think he'd be shocked if he made it.
Well, I'm looking at it, and you know what? And I'm just going to throw a name.
Strome. Who's making it? Strome or Lazar?
Strome.
Okay.
Strome is making it.
At least a year. How much older is he even? He's
2 years older than Lazar.
Okay.
And you know what? A name that I'm interested in, and he may be too old for this, but I'm interested at the end of this year to see where Mark Stone is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because he had a good second half.
And so I'd have to think at this point that he may be a year too old, and that's why you're including Lazar over Stone.
Right.
Because how can you look at that? And again, Stone may be 22 now, right? So I don't know. But that to me is off the top of my head.
Right.
Local guy. If he can replicate what he did last year with 25 goals, if he can slightly improve that. You're not leaving a 30-goal guy off.
Right.
Especially when you look at the skill set that Mark Stone brings, because not only can he score goals, he's crazy good with the stick.
Right.
He's a two-way guy. Led the NHL in takeaways last year.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I thought it was second to Datsuk, but no, I knew he was right up there.
He beat Datsuk out in terms of takeaways.
Yeah, and that's heady company.
That's and again, crazy deceptive with the stick, because people always go, oh, he doesn't skate that well. He doesn't. But yeah, you got talking about a guy who can kill penalties, score 25 goals as a rookie.
Yeah.
Right? And we'll see, right? But I look at the way he played. You look at his, from January on, he was a top five scorer in the league.
Right.
So not only was he a rookie, second half of the season got better and better and better. He was clutch.
Right.
Down the line for us in that 25 of 30 or whatever, 26,
yeah.
2-2, whatever Ottawa went. There was, every second night, you'd look at that guy and go, he's the guy. One goal, two goal. He was eating it up. So if he can even keep a modest increase and flirt with, and again, it's hard as a sophomore. I get all that. And, I think I'm fairly grounded. But to me, that's the name that sticks out.
So there was two for me, both with, I think, with a good year, Ryan Ellis out of Nashville on defense. Has a killer offensive skill set, right?
Ellis got to be too old.
You think?
Ryan Ellis was in Ottawa. That's 6 years ago.
Yeah, as an 18-year-old.
No, that was Ellis's third year as a world junior, I would say.
I knew it was going to be close. I didn't actually do that. I've just been thinking of it. This is
Ryan Ellis has got to be pulling a pension check soon.
Someone will.
He's too old.
Somebody will correct us if
that's I want to say. I want to say the other guy. He'll be 25 next year.
Wow,
Ryan Ellis.
The other guy for me, Nick Bjugstad, as a big center.
Nick Bjugstad, great name
off the Panthers. Yeah, right?
I get it.
Had a pretty good year last year. If he has a big year, this team they could use some physicality. Right, a big Monahan. That's not really his game. It's certainly not. We'll see what McDavid and Eichel do, but. It doesn't look like there's a ton of that on this team, right? So we'll see. And don't get me wrong, he's not a big bruising, but he'll play down low. He's pretty physical. Those are the two names for me. I'm sure check out Ryan Ellis afterwards, or maybe right now I can see you.
Well, actually, you know what? And maybe you can help me out, and I won't have to get into this. Is I'm wondering about Erica Branson. You brought up Nick Bjugstad.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how old Good Branson is, because to me,
I think 1 year older than Bjugstad.
I'm thinking that, and why every time you do a Google search and you put in somebody's name, it always has to say girlfriend at the end. I don't give a flying.
There's been a lot of talk on Twitter right now about Sidney Crosby's girl. Apparently, he's got a new knockout with them all the time. Although the first tweet I saw was Sidney Crawford.
Okay, yep. He's a 2010 draft, so he'll be 24.
Okay. The tweet I saw was Sidney Crosby has a hot girlfriend. I'm shocked or something, right? Like
she also has big purple lips. Kid and Sid, love you, bud.
Also listening, you and Mike Sillinger hanging out somewhere.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's probably going to wrap it up for this one. I think those were the two, more interesting rosters, at least for our core audience right now. Maybe we'll come back to this again and look at, Team Europe or whoever else is going to come in. I'd be interested to talk about whether or not the KHL guys are going to be allowed to go play in an NHL event after their season's already started. But, we'll get to that another time, I'm sure. But anyway, that's probably going to do it for Talk and Sports, and we'll catch you all on the next one.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.